This morning. And if you're visiting with us, we invite you to coffee afterwards and hope that you'll sign the hospitality register as it goes by later in the service so that we can more formally welcome you. We have one announcement. Al?
Good morning. For over 30 years, Gates Presbyterian has been supporting St. Joseph's House of Hospitality. Next weekend is the third weekend of the month of February, and it's our turn again. So we have a sign-up sheet on the kiosk, which is more or less empty right now. And what we need is food donations. This meal is going to be served by the junior highs. So we're going to have junior highs, a lot of energy down there, and their advisors to serve the meal. But we will need some help with food donations and food prep Friday night at 6:30. So please take a moment to go out to the kiosk and sign up. Thank you.
And I'd like to invite you or remind you again to sign the prayer cards that are in the foyer. The Jamaica Mission Team leaves on Saturday. We take those cards with us, and they mean a lot to us. So if after worship you'll sign the cards, we would appreciate it. In addition, I'm asking if any of you have gently used preschool books, storybooks. If you would bring those by my office this week, that has been a request from the school in Jamaica. I think that's it. So I'd like to introduce you. I'm so excited to introduce you to our guest preacher. He's our own beloved David Keeling. David is exploring a future in pastoral ministry, and currently he's taken a course at Spencerport High School that's designed to help students discern the direction of their lives after high school. David asked Melissa and me if he could preach as part of that discernment. Now, I have to tell you, I still remember the first sermon I preached. I was terrified. That kind of terrified where you don't sleep days before, you don't eat very well, or you eat, like, you know, chocolate. And you're just grumpy to everybody. That's how terrified I was. I still remember it. It was Lakeside Presbyterian Church. But I've communicated with David multiple times this week, and he has expressed nothing but excitement at the opportunity of preaching God's word. David, you're awesome. You're awesome, and you're an inspiration and a real gift to us all. Thank you. Let us prepare ourselves for worship. Thank you.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. We are people who are called to follow where God leads us.
By faith, we can obey, even when asked to walk into an unknown future.
We are people who have been challenged to tell God's story to others. We are part of the body of Christ. We worship together.
When we come to God confessing our sins, we can be assured that God forgives us over and over again. Please join me in the prayer of confession in the bulletin. Holy God, you call us to live in mystery, to walk by faith. You call us to place our trust in you, to live according to your direction. You call us to feel the mystery of life, to marvel at the power of your love. Forgive us, Holy Maker of reality. Forgive us for playing God instead of accepting our humanity. Oh God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Closer. I've got some things to show you. You're not going to see them. You guys too. Come on over here. Good morning. Do you remember last summer when it was hot? It's hard to remember. You do? Good. Remember that a group of people from our church went to Jamaica to help build a school? Remember that? They did a wonderful job, and the children now are enjoying the school, and the principal sent me some photographs to show you. School in the new school. You can see the kids are, these are a few of the kids, they're really having fun, don't you think? And look, these are some of the games and learning tools that they have. And look, they're having a great time coloring. And look, they like to show off their work, their creative work. How many of you like to show your coloring after you color? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. And there's the principal. She's very nice. And this is the lunchroom. Pretty crowded. The kids look like they're enjoying their lunch. And if this is one of their teachers, and this is the cook. She fixes wonderful food for them. And here they are all smiling. Well, Saturday, another group of people are going to leave from Rochester to go to Jamaica to work on the school. And the principal has requested that we draw large cartoon characters, or paint large cartoon characters on the walls. So when I was trying to decide who should we paint, I thought, wow, I have a great resource for which cartoon characters we should paint. So if you would raise your hand and I'll call on you. Tom and Jerry. Bugs Bunny. These are great suggestions. Olivia. That's one I might not have thought of. Thank you. Tweety Bird. I didn't hear you. Mickey Mouse. Great idea. Sylvester. Curious George. That's a good one, too. Aha. Yep. All right, SquarePants. SpongeBob pants. That shows you where my children are. You have an idea? Well, those are great suggestions. I tell you, while we're down there, when we decide what we're going to paint, I'll take pictures of the characters we paint and bring them back and show them to you. How about that? You know, the group that's going to Jamaica, they are going in faith. Faith that God will guide them while they're down there. Faith that they can adjust to a new culture. Faith that they'll be able to paint cartoon characters on a wall. There's lots of reasons that they're leaving Rochester and going in faith because they've never seen Jamaica. They don't know exactly what it's going to be like. Well, I'd like for you to pray for them while they're gone. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have our own prayer here, and then I want you to sit where you are, and we're going to call the group up here. Okay, let's pray. Oh God, we pray for the people from Gates going to Jamaica. Guide them, support them, and keep them safe. Amen. Thank you. You just stay right where you are. And I'd like to invite Tammy Pignon to lead us in the commissioning. And if you're going to Jamaica, please come forward. That's Joshua Binko, Keisha Binko, Alyssa Birkbeck, Jessica Berkovich, Tracy Berkovich, Mary Hadley, David Keeling, Karina Marconi, Joshua Rodas, and myself.
This mission team will leave Rochester early next Saturday morning in order to travel to Negril, Jamaica. They will be the next mission team from Gates Presbyterian Church to participate in the ongoing partnership between the United Church of Jamaica, Negril Charge, and Gates Presbyterian Church. They will continue the discovery of a shared bond in Christ that ignores national borders. Friends, you will step beyond what is familiar and comfortable in order to discover what it means to be global brothers and sisters through Christ. If so, please say, I will.
I will.
Will you open yourselves to the culture of the Jamaican people, resisting the temptation to place your own cultural preconceptions upon them? If so, please say, I will.
I will.
Will you support each other, seeking to live in community in ways that respect and affirm each other, working together in ways that demonstrate Christian cooperation? If so, please say, I will.
I will.
Since 2001, you, the congregation of Gates Presbyterian Church, have been in partnership with the Negril Charge of the United Church of Jamaica. Together, we have had a role in renovating a school for preschoolers, building a church for an impoverished village, constructing space for community gatherings, building a high school for victims of the sex trade, repairing hurricane-damaged buildings, and much more. Through this partnership, God has multiplied our energy, our financial resources, our understanding of the challenges facing developing nations, and our faith. Will you now pray for this mission team as they seek to serve God in Jamaica, furthering the work of this sacred partnership? If so, please say, we will.
We will.
Let us pray. O God, who calls us to service, we pray for this Jamaican mission team. Keep the participants safe in their travels. Focus them on their purpose. Energize them in their work. Increase their faith. Enlighten each one of us as to the ways in which we can be your vehicles for peace and justice in the world. Amen.
Okay, you may go to your classes.
The first reading of Scripture today is from Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame. Having my eyes fixed on all your commandments, I will praise you with an upright heart. When I learn your righteous ordinances, I will observe your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me.
The second reading of the word comes from the second letter to the Corinthians. So we are always confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk with faith, not by sight. Yes, we do have confidence, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For all of us must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive recompense for it has been done to the body, whether good or evil. So I recently asked one of my good friends, in a non-condescending, inquisitive manner, "Why do you not believe in God?" He responded in a manner in which he said, "There's no proof. Anything I can see. Have you ever seen God?" And I said, "Well, no, but that's why it's called faith, isn't it? Have you ever seen the bottom of the ocean or the surface of the moon?" "No, none of us have. But we all believe these things to be existent and in this world. So why do we as humans tend to believe these things rather than the creator of it all?" And also, in our world today, we don't believe anything actually truly happened unless there is an eyewitness account, a photo, or a video. We need to see something tangible, something that is actually seen by sight. Excuse me. And as humans, we need to have faith rather than seeing these things. And we see these things in sight, and we need to feel them in our hands rather than having faith. As Paul says, we need to walk by faith rather than by sight. And we need to know these things to be true rather than just to see them in our hands. And as again, as Paul writes, we need to be confident because... As Paul writes, again, we need to be confident because we have faith, and as long as we have faith, we'll have wisdom and guidance from our Lord. And this is more important because it comes from the Lord, rather than what we pray for, such as new Corvettes. And when he says, if we are at home in the body, we are away from God, he is not actually saying that we are not with God, and we are not in the presence of God, and he's not aiding us in our journey. What he is saying is that if we are living in the flesh, we are living in something that is tangible, we're not living by faith. We need to live by faith, and not by something that is actually felt. We can see the great things the Lord does, yes. We cannot actually see faith. This is why faith is so hard to actually have. We as humans, it's really hard for us to understand something unless it's right there in front of us. This is why so many times when we have faith, we still question it. And also when we have faith, we are mocked and judged by people around us, our peers, our co-workers, anyone who actually questions faith and questions our belief in our holy God. And this is again when Paul says, "For all may appear by the judgment seat of Christ." We are judged by these people, yes. But more importantly, we are judged by our holy God. And this is what's even better than being judged by other people. For Christ, he does not care if you're rich or poor. He does not care what you look like. It does not matter to him if you make six figures or in between jobs. For he loves you for what you are on the inside, and he knows who you truly are. This is why we need to make it our aim to please him, like Paul says. For if we please him and we have faith, we'll walk in his light. And we must also know that God always will guide us in our lives, and will guide us in the direction when we need to go, in our journey of faith and in our journey of life. We need to give him glory and praise and keep faith even when it seems the most tough to. Oftentimes in our life, we have those times when we need faith the most. We're diagnosed with some very rare form of a disease. We have something that restricts us from doing what we used to be able to do. We all know these things to be true. We all have times in our life when we truly do need that faith. And this is why our holy God will give us this faith. And so hopefully, I know in my life, I hope it's making my aim to not live in my body, not live in my flesh, not live in something that is tangible, but hopefully to live out of my body and live with my Lord. Thank you. Amen.
I'd like to invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Good morning, Keisha Binko. I have a couple of prayers, please. A friend of mine, her mother had a heart attack this week, and there's a lot of miles that separate the daughter and the mother and all of the children. So prayers for their family as they go through this healing process. And also prayers for a friend of mine who will undergo surgery, having a double mastectomy next week. So keep her and her family in prayers as well.
Diane Kaling, I feel honored that David preached today. Great job, David.
Tam Andalovsky, we'd like to ask for prayers for our neighbor, Michelle. She's had a rough couple of months. Health-wise, she's been dealing with complications from Graves' disease and then an onset of panic attacks. Then her son had an anaphylactic reaction to grape juice, totally out of the blue. And last Sunday, her brother unexpectedly passed away, and the funeral is today. So she's really struggling, so prayers for her and her family for comfort.
Prayers of joy. My friend Seamus, who was in the hospital after a ski accident, is out of the hospital now, and he's at home, and he's recovering.
Ann Haig, I have a joy. My grandson Derek and his wife presented me with my first grandson, great-grandson.
Congratulations.
Anne-Marie Sim, I'd like to introduce to you today Wayne and Kathleen. They're visitors today, and I'd like you to give them a warm welcome.
Welcome.
Dick Stewart. I'm humbled and honored to say that Christy and I will be celebrating 42 years of marriage this week.
Congratulations.
Jan Phillips, I'd like to wish my father, Don Bernhardt, a very happy 84th birthday today.
Happy birthday. Tom has a
I have a joy, too, to share. A few months back, I asked for prayers for my Uncle Fred down in Pennsylvania. At the time, it looked like he had some kind of an inoperable cancer on his next to his kidney. They'd already lost one kidney. But he was able to find a surgeon in Pittsburgh that was able to do some surgery, and it went successfully, and those Presbyterian prayers worked again. Thank you.
Maureen Kress, prayers for friend who is awaiting results of a breast biopsy.
And I have the prayers of our young children. Prayers of joy for second place in the Pondwood Derby. Prayers of joy for an upcoming sleepover and for Asa going to Florida. Prayers for Mom and my brother going to Jamaica. Wonder who that was. Prayers for Jenna, who has a cold, and she hopes she'll feel better soon, as do we. Prayers of thanksgiving for her grandpa, who is getting better. Let us pray. God of all creation, you call us to be your faithful people, trusting your presence, relying on your guidance, and accepting your direction. This morning, we joyfully commission 10 people who have accepted your direction as they further the mission partnership with our brothers and sisters in Jamaica. May their journey be filled with sacred discoveries. May they experience the wonder of the global Christian family, a family who stands together in faith, regardless of cultural and economic differences. For you alone created the world, and you filled it with stunning diversity. And this morning we pray for the Olympians who model for us that unity in common purpose is indeed possible. Help us, O God, to be peacemakers in all we do. Help us to find differences as intriguing, not threatening. Help us to respect each other as your creations. And we give you thanks for our preacher this morning, for David's beautiful profession of his faith. By doing so, he has inspired us to claim our own faith as the cornerstone of our lives. And our children boldly invited us to take up our metaphoric tambourines in praise of you. And now we pray for support as we do just that. For we yearn to walk by faith and not by sight. We want to reach to those who need our time, to those who need our voice, and to those who need our resources. We want to set aside the hesitations we sometimes feel from within. Help us, O God, to be your servants. And we ask now that you hear us as we pray together the prayer you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us bring our gifts forward.
Thank you for the gifts we receive today. Help us to use them to do your will in this world. Continue to teach and guide us as we try to live by faith and not by sight. Amen.
into the world. Take up your tambourine and shake it. Blow your horn. For we know we go with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.